This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although not authorized to set any policies, Vice President Kamala Harris is in Poland with President Andrzej Duda to discuss Russia's violent invasion of Ukraine. Speaking at a press conference, Vice President Harris.
I want to be very clear. The United States and Poland are united in what we have done and are prepared to do to help Ukraine and the people of Ukraine.
Polish President Duda, via a translator.
Attacking Georgia in 2008 and attacking part of Ukraine in 2014, I knew that this appetite, this imperial appetite, will grow.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Thursday said that Russia's economy was experiencing a shock and that measures were being taken to soften the impact. He told reporters it's very hard to forecast anything. The Moscow Exchange stock market remains closed. USA Radio News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday pushed through a $13.6 billion aid package for Ukraine. Also included is $1.5 trillion to keep the U.S. government programs operating through September 30th and avoid an agency shutdown this weekend. The man that received a pig heart a couple of months ago to survive has died.
David Bennett, who received a pig heart in January in place of his own failing one, has passed away. It's not clear yet what precisely caused Bennett's death, according to the University of Maryland's Medical Center, where he received the transplant on January 7th and had been recovering since. His condition began deteriorating over the last few days. Bennett was the first patient to ever receive an animal organ genetically modified to prevent rejection in a person. The investigative surgery, though it only added just over 2 months to Bennett's life, informed the field of xenotransplantation, which hopes to solve the human organ shortage. Reporting for USA Radio News and the proud recipient of a human heart transplant, I'm John Hunt.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Republican Representative Pete Sessions from Texas was on Newsmax last night. He's warning Americans expect to pay $10 a gallon for gas, which he says will make socialists very happy in America. The congressman blamed the Biden administration for being followers, not leaders.
Well, the tipping point really, I think, has come to Washington, D.C. The members all receiving calls from constituents, placing great pressure. But the bottom line is that the White House continues to make what I think are poor decisions and decisions that relegate America to being one of the boys instead of the leader in the world. And America is sitting back and watching. This president has decided not to be the leader, but simply to communicate what he sees happening.
Mr. Sessions went on to say, with the ban on importing Russian oil and gas, the Biden administration is now forced to go to nations like Iran and Venezuela to buy energy. As long as there are computers, there will always be someone trying to get inside. Lucky for us Windows users, Microsoft has just squashed another laundry list of hacks. If you own a PC and you haven't installed this update yet, you're going to want to do so as soon as possible. Microsoft released its March 2022 patch on Tuesday. The update contains patches for 71 known vulnerabilities, ranging from elevation of privilege, denial of service, and spoofing. Plus, the company fixed 21 vulnerabilities in their web browser, Microsoft Edge. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, you knew it was going to have to be the hard way, right? As people continue to ignore the obvious truth and the facts of the matter. But look, we have a constitution. And we have a republic to save here, ladies and gentlemen. And as you can see, the prevailing forces, I mean, they're in office right now. These elected officials that have been elite captured by the communists, they're not running on the same agenda. You just assume that because we have a constitution that, and that they've taken a vow to protect said constitution, that they are earnest to that vow. And what we're realizing and seeing every day, not so much. Megan Barth is with us right now. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm in Nashville hanging out with the cats, you know, kind of an annual event. It's all good fun here. And so seeing a lot of old friends and, making new friends as well. So a big convention, NRB convention here. And so, and it's cold. It's cold and the price of gas is high. In fact, I'm going to put a tip jar out in front of everybody that comes by to see me. Say, look, I am driving. I need gas money.
I mean, even in
Florida.
Nashville gas.
Yeah, I don't
realize how cold Nashville gets. I got there, it was like 18 degrees, and I basically got back on the plane and flew home.
Yeah, what is going on here? I mean, as hot as Nashville can be downtown and everything, is like, you're kidding me. It gets a little cold, especially for some of us who are spoiled. I mean, we've lived in moderate weather from, California to Florida. Anything that gets under 70 degrees, the Floridians get cranky over, we're rather spoiled. And anything over $4 a gallon of gas, which I had to pay before I left Florida the other day, was shocking as well. So, people in California, they're sending me photos of $5-6 a gallon. And, this goes back to, was it Ted Lieu, who was the Secretary of Energy at the time, I believe, under Obama, who made this statement, said, well, I don't think it's a problem if Americans pay $8 a gallon for gas. So, this is the way the Democrats think, right?
Right. And I don't know if you saw the very small clip with Jennifer Granholm, who was the failed Michigan governor, basically put that state in the ground. And then she, I guess, got hired to be an economics teacher because she did so exceedingly well in Michigan. She worked at Stanford. She was being interviewed by a host, and it was on Bloomberg television. And he said, so what is the Jennifer Granholm plan to basically produce more oil in the U.S. and, bring down gas prices? And she started laughing.
Yeah, she did the Kamala Harris cackle, yeah.
And she said, that's hilarious. Yeah. Well, I don't think anyone's laughing outside of the elite. And Jennifer Granholm, who happens to be the energy secretary.
It's scary.
I mean, if they could have found any, I'm sure they looked long and hard to find somebody else more incompetent and ignorant, and they wound up with Jennifer Granholm.
Yeah, look at Megan. Has anybody put a reel together of outtakes where anybody in the Biden administration happened to say something of any kind of intellect or something that we could cheer about?
Ukraine is a small country, and it borders a big country named Russia, and the big country Russia invaded the small country Ukraine, and that's not a good thing. And I'm quoting here.
Yes, I know.
One aneurysm away from a nuclear football. And she's talking to us like we are five-year-olds.
Right, exactly. But that's what they think. They think we're all 5 years old. Either they think that, or they want us, you know, they want us to believe that we're five-year-olds. That mom is being real sophisticated here, and she's really... And you think, wait a minute. This is a former prosecutor. This is an attorney. This is a vice president. As you said, one aneurysm away, you know, from the Oval Office. This is our vice president. I mean, is this incredible? I mean, this is so astounding to me, Megan, because this is the largest group of incompetent individuals have come together to lead this country for a time to deal with COVID and now a possible World War III. I mean, this is a fiasco. A scary fiasco.
And then the third person in line to the presidency, Nancy Pelosi, basically two aneurysms away from the presidency, she told the president through a press conference that Billie Jean King, I think it was, says hi, and she, you know, offers her help if we need anything. So I want to go to a lesbian tennis player to get help for what? Bringing down gas prices, bringing world peace, solving inflation. These you call them incompetent, but they're not. This is by design.
Yeah. Bottom line is, you're right. You're right. I mean, we look at it, and you're exactly right. We look at it and we see incompetence. They look at it and say, hey, this is our agenda.
It's our intent. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They have warned us, and they have told us, don't watch what someone does. You know, believe, what is it? When someone shows you, when someone tells you who they are, believe them.
Right.
And when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And time again, they have told us, including starting with Barack Obama, and if not before, but I think Barack Obama was really kind of the slide and the obvious slide into despotism. Mm-hmm. They have told us that they want $10 a gallon gas, that energy prices were going to skyrocket. They want to nationalize the oil industry. That was Maxine Waters under Barack Obama. They want to nationalize the banking industry. They have told us that they want to send us to re-education camps. They have told us that they basically want to fundamentally transform this country. And on and on. The list goes on and on. I mean, in COVID, they told us that we were the others. That we shouldn't be hired, that we shouldn't be able to bank, that we shouldn't be able to fly, that we shouldn't be able to basically exist.
No. What would their America really look like, Megan? I mean, outside of the regular political terms,
right now.
Yeah.
I think the last 2 years, I think we've seen it exactly what it would look like, whereby that small businesses are targeted. Some people are called essential. Some people are called not essential, where your kids are not yours, but basically the wards of the state. The state owns your children. They will indoctrinate your children, and you will have absolutely no say in that indoctrination. The list goes on. They will forcefully inject you with an experimental drug. And this sounds crazy, but all this happened in the last 2 years.
Yes. Well, and that's the thing. See, people of intellect, if you still have reason and intellect and you haven't surrendered it to the Democrats, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, God bless you. And the evidence is clear. And they say, okay, you know, who are you going to believe, us or your lying eyes? And to your earlier point, and even Joe Biden said this about Putin, did he not? He said, look, I don't know Putin. I don't know what he will do, but I know what he's done. That kind of says it all. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and she is Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Well, Megan, right before the break, we were talking about all this incompetency, all this that we're dealing with, and it just seems like we're hanging on a razor's edge here.
Yeah, and, you know, we were kind of talking on the on the break, and I said, you know, never in my lifetime did I think that I would be concerned about fertilizer. I'm not a farmer. I don't really garden. But all of a sudden I'm paying attention to fertilizer. And why am I paying attention to fertilizer? Well, while we were on the break, I Googled after we spoke fertilizer, and in the last 17 hours, take a look at how many articles there are about fertilizer. Why are we talking about fertilizer all of a sudden? Well, that's because Russia owns two-thirds of the main substance, the material, the raw material that goes into fertilizer. Well, Russia now has banned all exports of resources and goods basically to the rest of the world until at least April. Because Joe Biden has done such a great job in Build Back Better. And so what is this going to do to the price of food? What is this going to do to the price of farming? Mm-hmm. And so here's for example, something out of Pennsylvania. Here's a headline. Fertilizer prices have spiked. Russia's war in Ukraine could make it worse for Pennsylvania farmers. Well, it's going to make it worse for California farmers, and it's going to make it worse for every farmer everywhere.
Exactly.
And what does that mean? And every farmer in the world. So we import a lot of products from, you know, Mexico and others. So our food prices, if you think the 21% inflation in food is tough now, if you think paying $8 a pound for ground beef is really expensive now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, but Megan, let's think about this. I mean, in much the same way as what happened with fuel costs, we have these resources. We're paying farmers right now not to grow. You know, it's like, wait a minute, drill, baby, drill, grow, farmers, grow. I mean, you know, let's get off of these subsidies and paying farmers to do something that they want, you know, that's against their nature. They want to farm, you know. Let's open up the fields. We're going to have to do this, but I don't know that Joe Biden, well, of course, as we talked about before, they're on a decided plan and agenda, and that is they want everybody beholden to the government. They're not going to make a no-brainer decision like, okay, I've got a problem with oil. We got plenty of oil. Hey, let's open up these leases and quit lying to people and say, well, you better go to the oil manufacturers and go to these, go to these companies and give them a bad time because they're the ones that are not producing oil. Well, wait, let me ask you a follow-up question there, Ms. Psaki. Why do you think, if they've got all the resources and you say that, you know, it's on them, why aren't they doing that? And let me tell you the basic business principle. They're not doing it because they're not rewarded for it. The ROI of them doing it is so expensive, you've made it so impossible for them for research and development to even give them a hope down the road that 20 years from now, if they go and invest all this money to refine the oil and do fracking and do all this stuff, that you're going to pull the rug out from underneath them. And so right now they're holding their cards close to their vest, and you can't blame them because that's the way business works, right?
Exactly. When government moves, business reacts. When government grows, business shrinks. The same is applied to an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And money is that, you know, Democrats believe, and they are no longer Democrats, they're communists, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They believe that there is an abundant and never-ending supply of money that they can forcefully take. And that's simply not the case. Have you ever read Ayn Rand? Have you ever read
Yes.
Atlas Shrugged?
Mm.
Okay.
Right.
Who is John Galt? And I think everybody is asking that right now because there are people, as you say, that are there's like thousands of oil permits that aren't being tapped. Well, they're not being tapped because the government has threatened them, and they've shut down a whole entire pipeline for crying out loud. So you don't
Yes.
think that they're going to come after Mr. Joe Blow in Texas, who owns maybe a little plot of, you know, some oil field over here or some oil license or whatever? What kind of strength does he have against this bloated communist government? He doesn't. So he's not moving.
Mm-hmm.
He's staying
Yeah.
in place.
I'll tell you, Megan, people have to wise up. We've got to see. There's nothing new under the sun. I mean, this is just a refrain that keeps coming back because, you know, the nature of humanity is that we really can't do away with evil. Evil's going to be around. But it's a matter of how we manage it. And, of course, this country in its postmodern era has decided that they can handle it. They can handle it on their own. Well, how well is that working for you right now? And it's only going to get worse if we continue on this. Yes, go ahead.
I'm normally, and I am, a very optimistic person looking for the silver lining. Reagan Babe is my nickname. Reagan was the eternal optimist. And, you know, our economic policies should be fashioned around optimism. We have something called economic indicators, for example, the Consumer Confidence Index. We want the consumers to have confidence in our economy. Then, of course, then on the flip side of that, when Carter was in office, we had something that was always talked about, which was called the Misery Index.
Yes,
and then
exactly.
As soon as Obama got into office, the Misery Index went away, and so did the daily federal debt update. And so the press is complicit in basically hiding the truth and manipulating the truth and basically publishing lies and headlines and thinking they can get away with it. And what this has done is, in fact, dumbed down the general American population. But when we look at the economic indicators, when we look at all of that combined, we are on the precipice of the malaise. We are basically one toe into the malaise. And under Carter, I was a young kid, so I don't remember really all of the pain, but I remember like seeing it and feeling it.
I'll tell you about gas lines and worrying about, okay, according to our license plate, you know, what day are we supposed to queue up to all these gas lines? It was crazy.
Right. It was 14% interest rate. Mm, I remember my parents, you know, struggling. Like I said, I was young, but I remember seeing it and feeling it in different ways as only a child could. And this is where we're headed, but it's a modern industrial age more so than that time, in the sense that we have more information at our fingertips than
ever
before.
Right.
And we have also more censorship than we ever have before. So, like I said, for me to pay attention to the price of fertilizer, it's hard to wrap my head around. And fortunately, I'm in a position where I've kind of stocked up already. I'm always kind of that way. But I would encourage everyone to really start being overly frugal.
Yes.
Because you have to in this point of time, because in the next, if we have to literally survive this for the next 3 years, then you better buckle up, Buttercup, because the ride is going to get sticky and bumpy.
Do you think it's going to get that much better after the midterms? Do you have hope for that?
Well, yeah, you know, I do.
I want to have hope.
Hold on one second.
Okay, go ahead.
Hold on one second. Generally, if we had elections, if we didn't come off of an election that was the most corrupt election in our nation's history, I would have more confidence and faith in our election system. However, I think that the force of the red wave, the tsunami that is coming, is going to override any attempt at fraud in the majority of states. Because there will be fraud.
Well, I hope you're right. And I know a lot of these states are ready. I'm much more prepared because of what happened, and they are, you know, enacting legislation at their local levels, at the state levels, to ensure a freer and fairer election. But Democrats being who they are, the party of fraud, that is not going to stop them because that's all they know to do. And Mark Elias et al. And all these Democratic, attorney plebes are going to come after these states big time. Megan Barr, thank you. Appreciate it.
Pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although not authorized to set any policies, Vice President Kamala Harris is in Poland with President Andrzej Duda to discuss Russia's violent invasion of Ukraine. Speaking at a press conference, Vice President Harris.
I want to be very clear. The United States and Poland are united in what we have done and are prepared to do to help Ukraine and the people of Ukraine.
Polish President Duda, via a translator.
Attacking Georgia in 2008 and attacking part of Ukraine in 2014, I knew that this appetite, this imperial appetite, will grow.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Thursday said that Russia's economy was experiencing a shock and that measures were being taken to soften the impact. He told reporters it's very hard to forecast anything. The Moscow Exchange stock market remains closed. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you with us. For more information on the show and your ability to download all these great interviews with these experts that we have for you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. They're all right there for the offing, absolutely free, okay, because we're givers. That's what we like to do. We pay it forward. And enjoy yourself. Share it with all your friends and your neighbors. Reverend Percy McCray is with us right now. We're going to be talking about the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. He spent more than 20 years ministering to cancer patients and their caregivers at the treatment center. He recognizes cancer care ministry as a special calling from God and considers faith a key but often an overlooked component of cancer treatment. Amen to that. Reverend McCray, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you? Thanks for having me, buddy.
Hey, I'm excited. I love this. Being a cancer survivor, as you are and I am, just excited about what God has set you aside to do.
Well, yeah. And there are many of us that are out here that have survived the bout of cancer, and we need to continue to encourage those who are possibly going through this process to let them know that there is hope and possibilities, for sure.
So what happened? Tell us your story. What was it at 3 o'clock in the morning that God said to you and said, look, I am Jehovah Makedesh. I'm the one who sanctifies and sets aside. And he set you aside for this ministry. Tell us about this.
Yeah, 26 years ago this May, I had someone who worked for an organization called Cancer Treatment Centers of America, now with City of Hope, who confronted me and asked me would I be willing to do hospital ministry, and that was not on my agenda or my radar at all. I had just graduated from Rhema Bible Training Center there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I said, okay, I'll sit down and have a conversation with these folks, and they opened up their arms and their heart to me, and they said, listen, we need to make faith and spirituality a major component of what we do from a support perspective, inside of a medical environment and gave me the keys to the car, and they said, you can drive in between these two lines, and let's make this a component here that will provide support to those who believe that faith and spirituality is a necessary component for them. And here I am 26 years later still doing that, sir.
Well, and here it is. I mean, when you think about it, I think sometimes, you know, people, if you're not spiritually mature and you really don't appreciate how the body works, we are a tripart human being. It's body, mind, and spirit. And even doctors are realizing the spiritual component is more and more important. In fact, I just interviewed a doctor not that long ago who says that before every surgery, the staff comes together and prays. What does that tell you?
Well, exactly. I think that we are finally evolving and maturing, as you stated, within the rank and file of the medical community. As you know, probably 20 years ago, there wasn't that much of a friendly relationship between faith, spirituality, and medicine and science. But I stand also to attest to the fact that I know many very faith-oriented and based physicians and doctors who believe in the power of prayer and healing, who are also scientists and medical facilitators who also pray over their patients. And so we have seen an evolution and a growth where the two worlds of faith and medicine are now melding together and incorporating and amalgamated together to help support the idea of the overall triune necessity of what every human being requires. We need to see our medical doctors, and we need to obviously access medical help, but we also know that our faith and our spirituality has a major role in part that plays in our mental, emotional, and physical healing. And when we can combine those two together, those are very powerful components that can assist in the possibility of health, healing, and wellness.
Yeah, Reverend, as you say, see, people anecdotally, I mean, they're realizing, you know, the truth of this matter. And this is why they are, I guess, renewing their spirits. You know, some are hoping, you know, for revival, but I believe that's a process. You know, we've got to come to repentance before we get to revival. I'm saying, okay, good, but we can't put the cart before the horse. You know, we've got to reconcile ourselves, you know, spiritually with the God of the universe that set things in motion, set things exactly the way they were supposed to go. And when we've messed that up, we have to acknowledge that first. And you know, as he says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it's my people he's talking to, you know, those who say, hey, look, it I believe in Almighty God, I believe in Jesus. Well, you know what, you're one of his people. Listen up, this is what we need to do, right?
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, one of the great things about the introduction at the Cancer Treatment Centers of America is that as an organization, they honored and understood exactly the point that you made, that the God of the universe has something to say and must be included in this process, not as a replacement for medicine and science, but as a support and an adjunct to. And when we honor that and allow that to be part of our environment and in part of our medical process, we now see amazing things that happens to patients who are fighting cancer. And so 26 years in being able to do that in a medical environment is exactly because of the awareness and the acknowledgement that we can't cut God out of the program. He's got to be part of this thing. And that is an amazing testimony. And we are now seeing a greater revival and evolution around the idea of faith, spirituality, medicine, and science working hand in hand with one another.
Well, the fact of the matter, it's organic because it's practical and it works. I mean, if you have blind people seeing and people being healed, hey, I want more of that, right? I mean, look at how many churches now around the country, because of this little seed, this little mustard seed that started with a conversation between you and God, and you said, okay, God, you say I'm your man, I believe you, and I'm going to commit to this, which before wasn't on my radar. I didn't think about doing this ever. And now all of a sudden you're saying, look it, you're my man, you're my guy, I want you to do this. And now, look at how many churches nationwide. We're close to 2,000 now? 2,000 churches nationwide?
Now we're over 3,000 churches that I helped to facilitate a cancer care ministry training program free of charge. Oh, wow. For those that are interested, that are listening, pastors, lay leaders, etc., please go to our website, OurJourneyOfHope.com, all one word, all lowercase, OurJourneyOfHope.com. We have been offering 2 free days of cancer care leadership training, where people have gone back to their local churches to start cancer care ministry. So over 3,000 mm-hmm. churches now around the world, not just in the United States of America, that we now have been able to help plant the seed of cancer care ministry inside of the local church. And so God has blessed this, and you're right. I said, Lord, I'll do it. No one else mm-hmm. thought it was something that needed to be focused on. And actually, a lot of people scoffed and laughed at the idea of this being something that needed to be done, but we have made an impact and are continually doing so across the world with cancer care focused ministry with the body of Christ in serving mm-hmm. and being committed to his people and putting God back into the equation of the process of healing, health, and wellness.
Well, Reverend, how many people every Sunday on any given service, how many people in that service are dealing with cancer, do you think?
It's a great question. Well, this is what we know, that the last set of data that was published that I can recall by the American Cancer Society, they were saying that one out of three people in America potentially will be diagnosed with cancer at some point. And I think that number now has escalated to close to 40% of people in the United States of America potentially will be diagnosed with cancer at some point. So if you just try to take that number and boil it down to the average congregation in the United States of 200 people, you know, you're probably talking about 5, 6, 7 people in most churches that are dealing with cancer on any given Sunday that are asking and requiring prayer, but we're not equipped to respond to them outside of giving them a casserole or a casual hospital visitation. And I'm here to tell you that they deserve better than that. We have a biblical mandate that tells us, Matthew 25, that we are to take care of the sick among us. And when we do so, we've done this to the least of these. We've done as unto Christ. And that we need to have a more structured approach in how to respond to those who are dealing with cancer. And we now know, as you stated, that there is research that strongly suggests that people of faith and who have spiritual orientation cope better, and they respond in most cases more favorable to their treatment and care as they move through this process. So this is not if we feel like it type of proposition.
Exactly.
This is something that we must do.
Without a doubt. Reverend Percy McCrae Jr. spent more than 20 years ministering to cancer patients and their caregivers at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Real quick, Reverend, remind everybody the website they can go to. We got 10 seconds left.
Our Journey of Hope. O-U-R-J-O-U-R-N-E-Y.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And my friend Rick Eldridge is back with us talking about his new movie, The Mulligan. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, great. Good to hear from you.
Hey, good to be connecting. You're hanging in Nashville as well, right?
Actually, I left Nashville yesterday. And
You did?
Virginia.
Okay.
We actually have another film that's in prep, so I had to come up here and go back to work.
Well, it never ends, does it? Well, I had a gift for you, so I'm going to have to track you. I'll send it to you. We had a new Bill Martinez Live T-shirt. I came up with this the other day as I was riding my bike around in my morning exercise, because I often, as I pass people, I say, I'll say, good morning or have a good day and all that. And the thought came up was, have a God day. And so the T-shirt says, have a God day. So anyway, I'm sending you one XL or a double X, Rick? Do you like them loose? Okay, all right.
XL or would be fine, and I'd love that.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Okay, so I'll get in the mail to you. By the way, everybody has, they've seen my mulligan hat, and I'm giving a mulligan hat envy. I mean, so I appreciate it. So this movie, I mean, this is great that it's coming out April 18th and 19th, two nights, select theaters. And, of course, tell everybody it's based on the popular book, right, by Wally Armstrong and Ken Blanchard, right?
It is, and we're excited about it. It looks like we may actually expand to another day because we're getting a lot of great attention and selling a bunch of tickets. So we may expand a little further, but excited about it. And you had a great time at NRB talking about it. And, we're going to, the next 5 weeks are going to be a marathon.
So how did you get this great cast together? And especially, people, not everybody wants to work with Pat Boone. So that had been really difficult for you.
Pat's been a friend for a long time, and he and I are involved in an organization called Media Fellowship that I'm the chairman of the board of. So when I thought about this role and read the book initially, Pat just immediately came to my head, and I said, I can't think of anybody else that would be better for this. So, it's tough for a producer to have one guy on his list. Because, you got to have 3 or 4. You might not be able to afford them, or they might be busy, or anything could happen. But I had one guy on my list, and I went after Pat, and he was certainly, he loves golf. And so it was not a hard sell for him, but he did a great job. He just brought energy every day and, kept us all on our toes. He was fantastic.
Yeah, he is the consummate pro, no doubt about it. And, his charm. It's been that way forever. I mean, you know, in fact, I was teasing him. I said, because we were talking a little April Love. We went back, and I said, one of the first movies I saw was April Love, and he started crooning a couple of verses for me.
You know, so, that's the funny part. I mean, the whole time on set, we just had a blast. I mean, somebody would bring up a phrase, and of course, he's, you know, recorded how many hundreds of songs.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he remembers every one of them. So, I mean, somebody would just come up with something, and he would just break into song. And it was something appropriate for the moment because of what we were talking about. And
right.
it was hilarious. In fact, in the middle of the movie, he's driving down the road in this Maserati, going 100 miles an hour, supposedly. And and he breaks into Smoke on the Water, you know, which was from a
so, yes, exactly.
Hilarious.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I remember that album cover, him in leather, you know, was real special, right?
That was amazing.
Yeah, leave it to him. Also, you got Eric Close from American Sniper. He plays
Eric
the role of Paul.
Mm-hmm. He's great. He plays the corporate man, and the old pro is the mystic character that kind of sits on the porch and then thinks he's going to fix his golf game. But Paul learns out that he's got a lot of other things in his life he needs to work on. And he's got a successful business, but he's having trouble with his marriage and his kid hates him. And everything else is kind of falling apart, although he's got that persona like we all put on. And, you know, everything's just great. And,
oh, sure.
You know, just like your T-shirt, you know, we all kind of look at each other and say, yeah, it's a good day. And it really might not be. There might be stuff going on. But, you know, he gets a do-over. And the old pro, it's not a mulligan in golf necessarily, although we see a few of those. But it's the mulligan in life. It's a second chance.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what, for golfers, mulligan, we understand that. And, in fact, I was playing with a guy the other day. He goes, he plays with his friend and he takes three mulligans around. And he,
right.
he gets two on the front, one on the back, or if he only takes one on the front, then he takes two on the back. And I go, okay, whatever works. I mean, we're just here to have fun. I mean, we're not professional or anything like that. So,
that's it.
You know, we're just here to have a good time, and we appreciate that, even in golf, there can be grace, right?
That's right. There definitely can be, and it's a phenomenal analogy about life, and that's what really attracted me to the story initially. Was what better, you know, idea or analogy of a second chance than our Savior? And
yes,
He gives
amen.
Us second chances every day. And you know, in the movie, we talk about that. We talk about a scorecard. We relate it to golf, and you know, our scorecard's all filled out, and we're probably 20 over. Or maybe we've blown it on every hole, but you know, God has a tendency to give us mulligan after mulligan, and that's grace, and His, you know, His grace, and the thing that Paul learns is that his scorecard can be perfect, and it can be perfect because it can be wiped, the sin or the bad shots can be wiped away. So it's,
exactly.
I love the analogy, and it just the old pro, you know, Pat just brought that so well to the story. It's probably the most direct message of the gospel that I've ever put on screen in 31 movies.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. But it's done in such a natural way that it doesn't feel preachy. It doesn't feel like you're trying to beat somebody over the head with anything. It's just, it very naturally happens. And even our character, Paul, he walks away from it initially. He says, I don't know if I'm ready. But then through a relationship and conversation with his son, he is convicted, and he says, you know, I got to do this. And so it's just a powerful story, and just very excited to have it out there.
Yeah, so whether you're a golfer or not, I mean, this is a message for everybody, you know, as you said.
Yeah.
You know, when Jesus was asked how often we should forgive, it was, you know, the apostles think, oh, you know, seven times is a good number. It feels good. No, he says, well, how about 70 times seven, right?
That's right. That's right. We tested the movie because I was concerned that, I mean, of course, there's millions of golfers out there. And I did a movie a few years ago called Bobby Jones' Stroke of Genius, which still continues to get a lot of attention out in the marketplace. Golf Channel plays it every time it rains, which
rains
on the weekends. But the story is really beyond that. When we tested, the thing that made me so happy was, you know, women and younger folks too saw, you know, secondary and third messages as we developed the story that really related to everyone. And And one of the ladies in our focus test said, this isn't just a golf movie. This is a movie about life, and it's something that we all need to hear. We all need to see. And that, boy, we love that. That's exactly what we were hoping to accomplish.
Yeah. We're talking with Rick Eldridge, his new golf film, The Mulligan. It's a parable of second chances, if you haven't gathered. Yeah, it's coming out in select theaters. Right now, two nights, maybe a third here. Response has just been incredible. We're really excited to see the expansion here. I got to tell you, Rick, with a lot of the movies recently that have been interviewed by us, it started out with a couple of nights, and next thing you know, I mean, they've been extending. So there must be something magical about this radio show and our audience, because it's responding. So, hey, we'll pray that this will be the case, you know, for many reasons. And that is because, like you said, the redeeming message of The Mulligan. And so two nights only, April 18th and 19th. This is something that we all need to hear. What was it about Wally Armstrong and Ken Blanchard and this, you know, this partnership of them coming together to write this book? Were you able to get any background story on this?
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. You know, Ken is kind of the leadership guru. I mean, he speaks mm-hmm. to all major top 100 corporations entire
this, this is the 60-second manager is what we're talking about here, Ken Blanchard, right?
It's 1-minute manager. But he's phenomenal. And so he brings the business corporate side of it. Wally, of course, is a 20-year pro, touring pro, brings the golf side of it, of the story. And the two of them got together, and this story kind of came out of their collaboration. But Wally and Ken both have a little cameo in the movie, and we took the core story, which was The Mulligan, just like the title of the movie, and we expanded it in a lot of areas to add the depth of the father son relationship and the wife relationship, and we have some international business intrigue that happens in the story too. But we wanted to be very careful that we kept that core message, which is so powerful, which is the relationship that the old pro has with Paul. And it's very much almost a God-type, mentoring-type relationship. And very powerful book, and it really ministered and spoke to me. So it was phenomenal that we could come together and make the movie.
Yeah, I was really touched by it. And Tom Lehman, you know, PGA golfer, Tom Lehman's in the movie. And, wow, it was good to see him. Tell us a little bit about Tom.
Well, Tom, we have this tournament that we play that in the beginning of the film where the corporate guys go into this tournament to be impressed, to impress this other business guy. And he gets paired up with Tom Lehman and just makes a fool out of himself. That's where he kind of breaks the putter over his knee. And you see our logo, you'll see a broken putter, which symbolizes a broken life. But he literally broke that over his knee. But Tom was phenomenal. He came and just, of course, he plays incredible golf, and we got to see a few shots of his. But more importantly, we got to see his connection and interaction. And he's the one that introduces the old pro to Paul. The old pro is a friend of his dad's, and so that happens. We also have Jim Nance, who is announcing the tournament. So,
right, exactly.
We have some great golf icons that were able to come and be a part of this. We had some great support by a lot of the brands, from Ping, from Titleist, from FootJoy.
Well, that's great.
So,
we got to leave it there. We will remind you, The Mulligan, coming to a theater two nights only, April 18th and 19th.
Your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Who listens to